Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Ultimate King, Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Many of today's popular children's shows and movies revolve around royal characters. Children love putting on dress-up clothes that make them look like kings, queens, princes, or princesses. In fact, they may even be more likely to try food if it is shaped like their favorite prince or princess, or has a picture of him or her on the box. As adults, we are not much different. When a member of the royal family gets married or has a baby, the world is watching. When a princess wears a designer dress, it is likely to sell out by the next day because many women want to dress like her. In fact, some of the most popular movies or television shows involve kings and queens. No matter one's age, there is a certain excitement and interest that comes with royalty. We have one king that deserves more honor, more praise, and more attention than all the rest, Jesus. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, men, women, and children praised and admired him, laid down their coats for him, and watched in awe as their king passed by. Jesus was and is unlike any king of this world. Jesus is King of heaven and earth. As we begin this holy week, we too stand in awe of who our King is, the righteous one, the one bringing salvation, a King who reigns not by force, but by laying down his life at the end of this week. As you see children admire kings, queens, princes, and princesses, you also have an opportunity to point them to a greater King. A king who loves them enough to ride into Jerusalem to go to Calvary's cross. Let sweet hosannas ring. He has answered our prayer. Hosanna, Lord, save us. We pray. All glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. You are the King of Israel and David's royal son. Now, in the Lord's name coming, our King and Blessed One. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.